On June 30th, California Representative Jared Huffman joined fellow committee members and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to unveil a comprehensive congressional climate action framework. Recently, KMUD News caught up with Congressman Huffman, who shared the latest from Washington, D.C.
Well, thanks. I'm Congressman Jared Huffman, and I'm happy to say that right now we are moving very fast on a comprehensive infrastructure package in the House. Everybody's been talking about it since I got to Congress almost 8 years ago, and we're finally doing it. So I'm excited about that, and it includes a number of bills that I have personally authored over the years, everything from transforming the postal fleet into modern electric vehicles to creating funds for road and other critical infrastructure that is in jeopardy because of sea level rise and climate change. Projects like Last Chance Grade will have a chance to compete for some of this funding, to broadband deployment throughout rural America. And my public lands broadband bill is a big part of that. So there's just so many good things that are packed into this infrastructure package. I have always been told that the windows of opportunities will open, sometimes quite unexpectedly, and you'll just have a chance to do all kinds of things that you've been developing, even over a period of years. This seems to be one of those windows. And, you know, it's certainly a rotten time for our country with this pandemic and with this economic recession. It is, at least in terms of thinking big and acting big on infrastructure, potentially a once-in-a-generation opportunity. So that's pretty exciting stuff. And it is going to mean jobs. It's going to mean, you know, all the benefits that this infrastructure will bring economically. And
it looks like you've been active in a petition to hold a vote-by-mail election this November. What can you share with our listeners?
Certainly. This is one of the key provisions in a bill called the HEROES Act that we passed out of the House about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. This pandemic, as we're starting to see now with record numbers in many parts of the country, it's not going away. And there's every reason to believe that come November, when we have this critical national election, we may well be in some state of restriction or even shelter-in-place requirements if the pandemic spirals out of control. So we really have to provide a way to safely hold that election, and that's where vote-by-mail comes in. California's doing the right thing by making sure that every voter will automatically get a mail-in ballot, so that none of us have to worry about going to a polling place and possibly getting sick or spreading the virus. We need to provide the resources for everyone in the country to be able to vote that way. And that's what we attempt to do in the HEROES Act. I'm going to keep pushing for that.
The recent funding of transportation connectivity grants is significant. Will there be federal funding to increase connectivity for the citizens in Northern California who have limited cell phone and internet coverage?
Well, yes, there will. And there was some of that funding in the HEROES Act, not nearly enough. But, you know, it's more than just funding. We need to provide the fiber, the broadband infrastructure, so that you have something to connect to. And that's where this package that I was telling you about a moment ago really comes in. It is a very ambitious nationwide broadband initiative that will answer that need in parts of Humboldt County and other rural areas that are underserved right now.
Recently here in Northern California, we had near blackouts in some areas of internet and cell phone connectivity for certain customers, especially their data.
Mm-hmm.
Are you experiencing that in Washington, D.C., and are you aware of what's going on with our nation's wireless companies?
I'm certainly aware of the fact that they have not built redundancy into the system. And so when my district experienced the rolling power outages this past year, the 911 system went down in many places. And that's just unacceptable because there wasn't battery backup and, you know, there wasn't the redundancy that you need. So I am co-sponsoring legislation with Congressman Mike Thompson and our colleague Anna Eshoo of Northern California to put some standards in place and to require the telecom companies plan for these events and make sure that 911 service continues to be available during these outages.
Although there are not yet widespread studies conducted here in Northern California, there is evidence that a great proportion of students and families have been dramatically impacted by the pandemic. How will the legislature provide more access to essential services and technology for Northern California's families?
So, from the congressional side of this challenge, I can't speak for my colleagues in the state legislature. I'm sure they're looking at this as well. But from the congressional side, one of the most important things we can do is provide support for state and local governments. This is really the front line of so many types of services that we count on, sometimes take for granted, everything from public safety to sanitation to the direct public health response we see. And revenues for state and local governments are crashing as a result of this dramatic economic downturn. So it's really important, I think, that in addition to the money we've provided for unemployment benefits, for small businesses trying to hang on to their payrolls, for hospitals and health clinics, that we provide that backfill for state and local governments so that we don't lose those services, and also so that we don't see a new wave of layoffs in the public sector, which could take us even deeper into an economic contraction.
How is the budget looking, and how is the legislature dealing with the current financial crisis for many sectors across our nation?
Yeah, so Tanya, it's a bit of a different issue at the federal level, which I am in, than it is for my colleagues, Mike McGuire and Jim Wood, who are in the state legislature. They have a balanced budget requirement under the California Constitution, and they can't deficit spend. So their ability to borrow is quite limited. And that means that they're doing a lot of cutting right now of state programs, painful cuts, difficult ones. And they just concluded a budget deal that I'm sure was a difficult one for them. At the federal level, what we're trying to do is just spend what it takes to get this country through the pandemic and to try to get this economy turned around. Now, yes, we do have the ability to do deficit spending, and we're doing a lot of it. But for things like this infrastructure initiative, we also have practically zero interest rates. And so we have a chance to borrow our own money at 0%. And I think now is a good time to do that. We're going to have difficult conversations in the years ahead about how to tackle the very high level of national debt and how to bring these deficits back down. But in this moment, because the pandemic is so severe and because the economic downturn is so severe, you really, at the federal level, you just have to do what it takes to get these things turned around. And then we're going to have to tackle some things that have been off limits in recent years, like the defense budget, like undoing some of these tax cuts that were put in place when they really weren't needed and they benefited primarily billionaires and corporations who need to pay their fair share.
Can you please describe the latest developments for fishing along the Northern California coast?
Well, that's a wonderful subject, and obviously it means a lot to the people who I represent that make their living on the water, and also the many people who just love to get out and fish for fun or for subsistence or for their own families. We're in a tough, long-term drought. In fact, more evidence is coming out that it may even be fair to call it a mega drought in the West. And so we've had a lot of down years where flows are low and water quality in the Klamath and other rivers is poor, which leads to disease and other problems. So my understanding is it's not good. We will have a season for some, but I don't hear a lot of happy reports from the folks that I turn to for salmon and steelhead updates. It looks pretty grim this year.
If you have questions for Congressman Jared Huffman, you can email news@kmud.org or call our office at 707-923-2605. For Redwood Community Radio, I'm Tanya Horlick.